Okay, today we learned Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel. Just to get us into what the discussion is about, at the beginning of Daf Pei Gimel, it's important to remember what we learned in Daf Pei Beis. There was a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah, says that from the fact that the Torah compares Avodah Zarah to Nida, we see that Avodah Zarah is Metame B'masa, and the Rabbanan, quoted in the Gemara, say that no, Avodah Zarah is compared to Sheretz, that Avodah Zarah has Tumah like a Sheretz has Tumah. So there was a machlokas Amoraim. What exactly is the point of dispute between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim? Rabba holds that all agree that it's Metame B'masa, that Avodah Zarah is Metame B'masa. The Machlokas is it also Metame Bevin Mesame, and Rabbi Lazar holds that all agree it's not Metame Bevin Mesame, the Machlokas is it Metame B'masa. So our Gemara and Daf Pei Gimel and Aleph brings two rayas for Rabbi Lazar against Rabba, but we answer both of the rayas. The Gemara then tells us that that a guy is Metame like a Zav, Mid Rabbanan, so he has Tumas Bevin Mesame as well, because he's Metame the same way a Zav would be Metame, only on a Darabanan level, but still is Metame the way Zav would be Metame fully in terms of Evan Mesame. Rav Ashi holds that Avodah Zarah isn't Metame things when the Avodah Zarah moves those items. The Gemara asks, how does that ever happen? How does a Bishlama Acherim Sheisitu Osav Mishkachas? I understand how other things can move in Avodah Zarah, and you could talk about Tumas Masa of Avodah Zarah, but he Sheisitas Acherim Hechim Mishkachasla, where do you ever have an Avodah Zarah that's moving something else? So the Gemara says, sure, you could have it if it's Bekaf Moznayim. You put the Avodah Zarah on one side of a scale and something else on the other side of the scale, and the Avodah Zarah weighs it down. So the Avodah Zarah is moving that item. On Pei Gimel and Beis, the Gemara tells us that Rav Chama Bar Gurya raises the question of whether Avodah Zarah Yeshna Le'Ivarim. When Avodah Zarah is Metame, what if it's Avodah Zarah that's broken up into smaller pieces? Is it still Metame? So there are two ways the Gemara has to understand the question. One way to understand the question is that the question is, when Ein Hedyot Yochel Achzira, that if a Hedyot would be able to put it back together, then for sure it's Metame even Le'Ivarim. But if it's something that's so taken apart that a Hedyot would not be able to put it back together, then we have the Shaila. The other way of understanding the Shaila is, no, the shaila is only when a hedyot is yachal achzira, when a hedyot would be able to put it back together. If a hedyot would not be able to put it back together, then it's pashut that it's not metame, it's completely destroyed. Whatever the shaila was, it ends in a teiku. The Gemara does not resolve that shaila. The Gemara then tells us about the shaila of Rav Achdavui Bar Ami, where he asks about tumas avodah zarah pachos mikazayis. Is Avodah Zarah metame in a shear of less than a gazayis? So we learn from the comparison between Avodah Zarah and mace that just like a mace is metame only because, so too Avodah Zarah is only metame because. So the Gemara points out that when all the dust settles, there are three things that Avodah Zarah is compared to. Avodah Zarah is compared to a sheretz, it's compared to a nida, it's compared to a mace. It's compared to a sheretz, we learn from there that it's not metame b'masa, just like a sheretz is not metame b'masa. It's compared to a mace, we learn from there that it's not leivarn, it's not metame when it's broken up into pieces, just like a nida would not be. That's the comparison to nida is not metame when leivarin, and the comparison to mace we learn that it's only metame b'kazayis. It's not metame b'kadasha with anything less than a kazayis. But notice all three of those comparisons teach us a kula. So the Gemara asks, why don't we use these comparisons to teach us a chumra? Who told us that these should all be teaching us kulas? So the Gemara answers, no, tumas avodah zarah d'rabbanan. He, the whole concept of avodah zarah being metame is only a tumah midrabanan. The kula v'chumra l'kula makshina l'chumra l'makshina. When you have a choice of kula and chumra, we always go with the kula and not with the chumra. The next Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Gimel and Beis discusses the tahara of a svina, the fact that a boat is not mekabel tumah. And there are two sources, one in the Mishnah and one in the Gemara, as to how we know that a boat is not tameh. In the Mishnah it says, because the pasuk says derech ania b'lev yam. So just like the yam is not metame, so to a boat is not metame. The Gemara says, no, we learn it from a comparison to sak, that just like a sak is metaltal mali v'rekan, only those things that are metaltal mali v'rekan that can be moved both when they're empty and when they're full can become tame. A boat cannot be moved when it's full. It's too heavy to be moved when it's full. So the Gemara says, the Mainav Kamina, whether you learn it from the pasuk that the Mishnah quotes of Derech Ania B'lev Yam, or whether you learn it from metaltal mali v'rekan of a sack. So the Gemara says, two nafkaminas. One is a svina shel cheres. It is b'lev yam, but it can't be learned from sack. It's made out of cheres. And the other nafkamina would be svina sayardin, these tiny little boats that they would use to traverse the Yardin. So it can't be, it's still b'lev yam, But it can be metaltel malay, so therefore it would be just like a sack and would be able to become tameh. Then the Gemara concludes with a few agadic points about the importance of being in the Beis Medrash all the time. A person shouldn't be away from the Beis Medrash even for a little bit of time. And then the Gemara says afilu b'shas misa, even at the time of death. And then once we talk about the time of death, the daf concludes with the well-known phrase ein divrei Torah miskayimin ella b'misha mei misatzmo aleha. That Divrei Torah only miskayim in a person who is willing to kill himself over the Divrei Torah. Okay, that's the review of Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel.